It's time for kickoff. Thank you for coming. This is, I can't remember what they call it, but it has something to do with the postmodern secular movement and how to address it. And this is an encore presentation. I hope I'm doing the right presentation. I was asked to repeat something that I did last winter here at ASI, and so this week I have been madly scrambling to put together what I thought I had spoken on for the last time last winter and disposed of much of the material. But this week I managed to find much of it back, and I'm going to share today from an evangelist perspective. Generally speaking, when I speak on a subject like this, it comes from the school of hard knocks and what I have found not just in North America but globally in cities. I spend most of my time as a minister on the streets of different cities of the world and in the homes of different kinds of people all over the world, and I'm going to speak today based on personal experience with It Is Written. How long have I been with It Is Written? I think overall about 11 or 12 years now, and here in the U.S. of A, coming on 6 years, living here in this. I got my green card in December. I'm allowed to stay now like forever until they start deporting Canadians. All right, let's get on with the subject. You're going to find that what I'm going to speak on comes from a collection of Spirit of Prophecy scripture and a personal experience in applying that in the field. We're going to study some philosophy. I understand this is a two-parter. I wish we had it all together, but I think the first half comes this morning and the second half comes this afternoon. So this afternoon, I'll have a pretty good feel for how successful the morning was. One last warning before we pray. I am grumpy in the morning and incoherent, so be warned. Few more folks just coming in. I'll give you a chance to take your seats and then we'll be off to the races. I have not decided at what point to suspend this morning's lecture, but we'll know it when we get there. All right. Our subject is, what did the book actually say it was? Postmodern something or other, right? All right.